Chapter 144, Thoughts and Impressions for Possible Future Use. Cogs mesh and turn, pins drop into place. You can almost hear that satisfying clunk, as if you were a safe cracker with a stethoscope, unlocking some vault or the great unknown. Sometimes things fall into place, mysteriously or methodically. Some believe it to be the work of stars. Others put it down to numbers and maths, or even genetic design and disposition. There are those who feel the hand of some powerful being pulling strings, as if we were mere puppets. Perhaps we are. Then there are those convinced that there is no plan at all, that we are just pebbles tossed about mercilessly at the bottom of the stream. Whatever the case may be, the very next day I phoned the Tempest Agency, as requested by my mentor, Angela Bentwood, and I am instructed to present myself at the Law Society in Chancery Lane. Legal problems I have not, as yet. This is simply a question of work, whereby I offer my time and disposition to do things for other people, in return for money. It is not a new concept. I am disposed to do my little bit for society, and in the process, to make some honey for the queen bee, me. And so, work you want, work you got. Once again, I wrestle reluctant trousers on and slip myself into second-hand shoes. I button and buckle up, slap hair into disarray, say good morning to the stranger in the mirror, and set off on my way into yet another morning chilly grey, with daylight adding a tentative polish to the fog. Nothing is particularly straight in this city, and things are never where you remembered them to be, complicating navigation considerably. My aim is to catch a bus into the city, capital C, with an A to Z of London in hand, as if it were a compass, and holding it all that is required. I catch a bus one way, only to realise after a time that I am going in the wrong direction. So get off that one and get on another one, going the other way. If only things were a lot clearer, and misjudgments and blunders like these could be avoided. But alas, the world is not designed by experts, and our understanding of things is considerably limited. We just have to live with that as best we can. As Samuel Beckett said, "Ever failed? No matter. Try again. Fail better." On the bottom deck of the bus, I grasp the hanging hoop above, tussled and pressed by fellow passengers as the bus sways this way and that, following its route. I could be in a rugby scrum. I inadvertently step on the shoe of another, who politely apologizes for having his foot placed under mine. "Not at all," I reply, as the bus negotiates thread needle, then Cheapside, heading for Chancery Lane. Against all odds, I manage to extract notebook and pencil from pocket. Letting go of hanging hoop, as I am well packed in between secretaries, shop assistants, hairdressers, mechanics, fortune tellers, waiters, cleaners, clerks and clergy, to jot down thoughts and impressions for possible future use. sun briefly weeping warmth, withdrawing, distancing the dark, the cold that we battle with our fires for as long as we can. Hang up your wings, the tide's coming in, and everything is leaving, and also carrying on without you. This is the law. There is no more.